This is the old Good Morning Man Kermit Edney with program 128 of a series of 260 chapters that deal with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Following the format of the Great Frank Fitzsimmons series, we call it simply Where Fitz Left Off. Now, we're all familiar with our little community of Balfour, but do you remember Val Balfour, who portrayed Christ in Hendersonville during the entire summer of 1958? I've said before, and I'll say again, Hendersonville has been pitched fantastic dreams, and the town seems to attract the truly great dreamers. But our people are usually calloused to about any pitch that someone can conjure up. Phil Elam of the Asheville Chamber of Commerce once referred the three principal investors in the Crooked Creek Golf Development to me. They simply wanted an opinion on the feasibility of such a venture. And after hearing their plans, I said, and I quote now, "Folks, if you want to put up the money and take the risk, local people will welcome you with open arms. But if you plan to come over here and try to sell stock to finance it, you're in for a disappointment. The folks here are experience hardened." They assured me they were financially qualified and merely wanted to be good neighbors. And their success speaks for itself in the great Crooked Creek community that they did build. So it should come as no surprise that Hendersonville was selected by a group known as the Consolidated Concerts Corporation of New York for a summer booking of the world-famous Passion Play. It would star Val Balfour, playing the lead as Christus. According to all the advanced publicity, Val was the fourth-generation Balfour to have the lead role in the Passion Play. There was a local group operating back in 58 known as the Hendersonville Tourist Development Company, but back then there was no room tax to provide cash flow for a project such as this, so we can only assume that the local group may have offered only some token financial support and perhaps assisted the Passion Play group in leasing from the school board the Hendersonville High School auditorium. That required some sort of bargaining because it was going to be necessary for the promoters to change stage curtains for the auditorium, and it would be necessary to rewire the stage. In 1958, I don't believe I was much different from 99% of the rest of the people in the county in being totally unaware of the Oberammergau Passion Play. In fact, it wasn't until 15 years later, in 1973, when the child bride and I, my son and his family, and Dan and Claire Waddell made a trip to Oberammergau, an absolutely breathtaking little village where the Passion Play has been produced every 10 years, only once every 10 years, since 1634, when the villagers, having been spared from the Black Plague of 1633, vowed to pay homage to Christ by the staging of the Passion Play throughout the entire summer, at least once in every decade. Oberammergau, translated from German, simply means a district on the Upper Ammer River, which is located near Garmisch-Partenkirchen, site of the 1936 Winter Olympics. In addition to the Baroque church steeples, the walls of every building in the village features full-color painted religious murals. Little town is located 45 miles southwest of Munich in the picturesque Eimer Valley in the Bavarian Alps. Actually, being in Oberammergau and learning firsthand of the real Passion Play only deepened the mystery of why in 1958 promoters had felt that they could sell an American version of the Passion Play on a tour of American cities, and when that didn't work, why they thought putting it in Hendersonville for the entire summer would assure success. Val Balfour had some sort of credentials, but he lived in Tampa, Florida, and he had married a girl who was a native of Albany, New York, who just happened to be the star that played Mary Magdalene. The original Passion Play in Oberammergau ran all day long, allowing only a break for lunch. This version of the Passion Play was condensed into a two-and-a-half-hour presentation each night. The summer-long series of nightly performances was endorsed by Hendersonville Tourist Development Company, but was presented by Passion Play Tours Incorporated of New York City, with Charles E. Green of New York as agent, and copyrights owned by Consolidated Concerts Association. The promoters described this condensation as being a Shakespearean-type drama with realism. In August of that summer, the production group was sued for $150,000 by Victor Sprouse for not having fulfilled an earlier contract he had had them for weekly tours, which they had canceled to do the summer series here. But still, the play went on. In fact, there was even optimistic talk of building a permanent outdoor theater that was to be built for successive seasons. But by the end of the summer, the attendance footings revealed only an average of 250 to 260 people had attended each of the elaborate and expensive productions. The promoters and members of the cast said simply, "We'll have to decide later whether or not we'll return." And that was the last Hendersonville ever heard of Val Balfour and the Oberammergau-inspired Shakespearean drama, which played nightly during July and August in Hendersonville in 1958. More memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.